In this bulletin, Australians stranded aboard a cruise ship might learn today whether they'll be evacuated. The ABC loses a legal challenge over police raids at its Sydney headquarters. And in cricket, India agrees to playing one day-night test match against Australia next summer. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australians stranded on a cruise ship off Japan could learn as soon as today whether they're to be brought home. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is considering a plan to evacuate the roughly 200 Australians on the Diamond Princess. The ship has been in quarantine in the port of Yokohama for the past 2 weeks. 355 people on the ship are confirmed to have coronavirus, 16 of them Australians. Those who've tested positive are being treated in Japan. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the Seven Network the government will look after affected Australians.
We're reaching out to them and we will take care of them if that's the medical advice today and bring them home. It's likely that as the Americans have done, they may have to be in a quarantine situation.
The ABC has failed in its bid to stop the Australian Federal Police look at documents it obtained in a raid on the ABC's headquarters last year. The AFP raided the offices over news reports in 2017 that revealed Australian defence personnel may have committed war crimes in Afghanistan. The reports were based on leaked papers from the Department of Defence. The ABC claimed the police warrant to search its offices for the documents was legally unreasonable. But the federal court in Sydney has dismissed the case. ABC News Director Gavin Morris says urgent reform to the law in this area is needed.
These sorts of rulings are a blow to the way Australians have access to information in their society, in their democracy. Urgent law reform is clearly required. And all the way through this process, it's clear that the way that journalists go about doing their role, the way public interest journalism is able to be undertaken in this country, is a mess.
The government has announced changes to visa rules to allow backpackers to help with bushfire recovery. The changes include letting backpackers living in designated bushfire-affected areas stay with the same employer for 1 year instead of 6 months. And both volunteer and paid disaster recovery work in these areas will count towards the specified work needed to apply towards a second or a third year visa. Backpackers are set to help with demolition, land clearing, and repairs to dams, roads, and railways, as well as rebuilding homes, fences, and farms. Dozens of protesters have clashed with Iraqi security forces in central Baghdad. Some have been taken to hospital after clashes that featured gunfire and the use of tear gas and smoke bombs by the police. Protesters also claim their tents, which were occupying El Kalani Square in central Baghdad, were burned down by security forces. This protester says the security forces started the violence.
We are peaceful people and they just hit us by this tear gas canister. They are using hunting rifles to shoot at us and there is shrapnel in my hand and feet. It is all happening in front of us, there. We advance and they shoot and force us to retreat. If we were not here, they would get into Tahrir Square through this tunnel here.
In cricket, India has announced it will play a day-night test match on its tour of Australia next summer. Australia and India will play a four-test match series. Cricket Australia had wanted to play two day-night tests in the series, but Indian authorities have consented to just one. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 32. Adelaide sunny and 30 degrees. Melbourne humid and partly cloudy, 28. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, a shower or two, 27. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, a possible shower, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, and a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.